Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. Of course, I want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you are afraid to call me, as some of you may or may not be, it's one of those things, I understand. You can email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I'm with you. You send it to me, you take the time to send it to me, I will take the time to read it. And it'd be kind of cool. Also, our social network. So, if you're with Facebook, you can go to my Smooth Drama group, myself or the artist formerly known as Mr. J. I don't know what he calls himself now. He ghost listens. He ghost does a lot of things. Him or I, me or him, whichever one you prefer, will put you in the group. Google me wherever you find Smooth Drama. You ask for me. You friend request me, whatnot. And I will add you, and we can talk a taste on pretty much everything. Maybe. It's all up to whatever, however, whenever, wherever. A lot of evers there. So yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Hit me up and we can talk about it. Speaking of talking about it, y'all know, this year's Coon of the Year, Jason Whitlock, jumped back out. Wasn't necessarily cooning, but he was hating nonetheless. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. He went on a date with adult film star Kiara Mia. I guess she's famous for doing a Kim Kardashian porn parody called Keeping Up with Kiara Mia. And so he was like, he better win or in San Francisco this season, or else he has exposed something about his personality that will be used against him. I quote Jason Whitlock, he's got a freaky side, a real freaky side. It's going to be like, is he distracted? Does he have some kind of addiction issue? Is he Tiger Woods? If he doesn't play well, all these questions are going to be asked. Now, first I will say, is he Tiger Woods? He wish he was Tiger Woods. Because Tiger Woods, billionaire. And Tiger Woods didn't have a problem with sexual addiction. He had a problem when his wife tried to kill him, when she caught him. So that's a different kind of problem. And to say, he's got a freaky side, a real freaky side. So wanting to go out with somebody, how do I put this? Who can massage a hot dog with her mouth very well? I'm trying to see the downside to that. You know, like, oh, you better win. Like, it's on him if they lose because he went on a date. I mean, because it's saying that all successful athletes They do not date. They do not have sex. They don't have great sex, according to him. And, but we are talking about the source. We are talking about my reigning coon of the year. So dumb things are going to come out of his mouth. And just looking at Jason Whitlock, if you don't know what he looks like, y'all know what to do. Google search that image. Do that Google image search. I mean, you can look at his face for as long as it's going to take, which is probably about 5 seconds before you're like, nah, I got to stop looking because this ain't working out for me. He's the kind of guy that would make a woman who has hard nipples just fall. I'm just saying, he's got that kind of face. He's on TV, too. That's why I'm like, because he's got the face that's made for nowhere. Just like, you know, I would normally joke, yeah, I got my face that's made for radio. He's got a face that's made for nowhere. He's like one of them guys that you set somebody up on that blind date and they don't want to talk to you no more. Like, why are you bullshitting like that? Why you gonna do me like that? You know you look like that from the jump. See, so for him to come out and say, oh, he's got a freaky side, a real freaky side, like, yeah, who does it? It's like, so we don't want to have sex now? We don't want to be attracted to people? It's like he's 26 years old. If an attractive woman wants to go out with you, you know, see, like, nah, because, you know, you're a porn star. I can't go out with you. And, I mean, the prevailing logic is she's not 26, she's 41, but he's 26 years old. And somebody that's really, really, really good at something that he's probably really, really interested in wants to hang out with him. To me, it's a no-brainer, but I guess some people don't understand that. And once again, we are talking about the dude that could probably break up friendships as that blind date guy that set up. So he doesn't get offers, and he's on TV. I'm guessing his groupie list is short. I mean, he'll get those desperate gold diggers where they're like, I really don't want to come on to Jason Whitlock, but I'm kind of desperate, and maybe I can trick him into, and then you say trick him into getting you pregnant, but then you have to see him all the time. Like, what? It's Cat 22. Yeah, Jason Whitlock, hating on a young man that he don't even know. He's saying there's something wrong with him because he wants to go out with an attractive woman. Wow. Should have been. It could have been my hater of the week, but nah, I just like talking about Jason Whitlock. I can't watch the show because I don't want to crack my television. You probably don't want to crack your television by watching his show either. Just as a tip, if you've already Google imaged him and you look past 5 seconds, my apologies. That's it. I'm going to move on to something else that I'm not going to apologize for. Mayonnaise. I'm on front. I use mayonnaise. I had it on the burger today. Yes, I did. But there's one thing that I don't know. I don't understand it. This company, a Scottish artisanal ice cream shop, the Ice Falkirk, They've done ice cream like Monster Green energy drink, but they did the mayonnaise ice cream. And I'm like, mayonnaise ice cream. And I just thought immediately, like, if you offer me mayonnaise ice cream, you want to fight. It's just, you're just saying you don't like me and you want to fight. That's how I take mayonnaise ice cream. I don't know about anybody else. I'm not saying that I would fight you. I'm just saying my assumption is that you want to fight me because you offered me mayonnaise ice cream. There's something wrong there. Mayonnaise ice cream, mustard ice cream, ketchup ice cream. If it's condiment ice cream, you don't like me. And, you know, I'm feeling like you want to go to blows. And you feel like you can get me because you said mayonnaise ice cream to me. I mean, maybe you don't see it that way. And most people would just say, you know what, mayonnaise ice cream, that's just gross. But then there's probably somebody out there listening like, I can see that. And to you, I would say there's something wrong with your ass. If you're that listener, allegedly. And you'd have to go Scotland anyway to get it soon. Because I don't think that's going to get offered here in the United States anywhere. And if it does, I don't think it's going to last long. But we are in the place where people fry butter, ice cream. They fry a lot of stuff that just makes no sense. So if you can fry butter and people eat fried butter, then you probably can do mayonnaise ice cream. But I still think you want to fight. That's just me. But before I go, well, no, I'm not even going to do that. I can't do that. You know, I was going to go into my dumbass of the week. But my dumbass of the week, I'm going to have to talk about for a minute. It's one of those things that it can't get 3 minutes. It's going to take some jiggeration. Can I say jiggeration? Well, yeah, I already said it. So, yeah, it's going to take some beratement, whatnot. Now, I will say this. Now, we know, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, and probably going to talk about it a little bit more. The new Jim Crow, white people calling the police on black folks for pretty much anything. And it's something that we're going to delve into in the second segment. But I find it interesting that there's distinctions that come with white people calling the police on black people. We'll talk about that next. In the meantime, because it's summertime, we're going to go on break. Not that I don't go on break in the wintertime, springtime, fall. Let's go on break. Anyway, this is the Carters, Summer.
together you got smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the Carters. Summer. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. So now that we've made love in the summertime, gotta go into my dumb ass of the week. If y'all don't know what that is, you'll find out soon enough. Always gotta get that last one in. Dumbass of the week. I'm not gonna pronounce it right and don't really care. Merham. Merham, whatever. Merham Hine did a TED talk. Hine is a German medical student. Argued that pedophilia is an unchangeable sexual orientation, just like heterosexuality, and that society should become more accepting of pedophiles. Yeah. I'm just gonna go on with her words before I get into mine. She says during her presentation, why our perception of pedophilia has to change. He said, according to current research, pedophilia is an unchangeable sexual orientation, just like, for example, heterosexuality. No one chooses to be a pedophile. No one can cease being one. The difference between pedophilia and other sexual orientation is that living out this sexual orientation will end in a disaster. No. I would have never guessed that. Woo! Oh. Pedophilia is like heterosexuality. Didn't say homosexuality. Didn't add that in there. It's like, you know, just heterosexuality. Like, it's just normal. Like, staring at your, at somebody's 10-year-old, like, you know what? I want to hit that. Nothing wrong with that. So that's the way you are. And you didn't choose to be a pedophile. And you can't stop being a pedophile. Man, I mean, is there any statement dumber than that? That's one of my top five dead or alive right there. I mean, she did a TED talk on it. She's just out there in the public, like, you know what? Staring at the little kids sexually. That's what's up. And I don't even say that's what's up. But according to Hine here, I guess that's how they're rolling. Now, I'm not going to say that there was a racial component. Most people will probably guess, although we know pedophiles don't have a racial classification. That's one of the good things. Although they should, you know, just like sicko, be as your racial classification. If you're a pedophile, pedophiles should be a race. Maybe that's what we need. They had the petition to drink the blood of the people in the sarcophagus. They got 20,000 signatures. Maybe we need to have a petition for pedophiles to be a race. You just say you're a pedophile. You say it's a sexual orientation. We just say it's a race. Why not? I think that would work. Some sick shit, though. In fact, that she did that out there, sexual abuse of little kids is natural. Yeah. All right, so if you see Hein in your neighborhood, she make that that track across from Europe to come to America. You know, she's looking, I guess, depends, because she said heterosexual. I don't know if she's heterosexual or homosexual, but if you see her, meet her, she's looking at your kids like, we can get it on. So if you got a little boy in her presence, she going to take him in the back. That's just wrong. I'm going to leave that one alone. I got to stop because I'm going to make myself throw up. Yeah. Merham Hein, sucker of the week, dumbass of the week, all that put together. And speaking of suckers, everybody knows about the young lady that was murdered, Miss Wilson, on the BART Sunday. By this cracker-ass cracker, whose name I'm not going to say. And he, I mean, you know, he was arrested, didn't take no hit, nothing. But he stabbed two girls, killing one and injuring another, and she's still in the hospital. Just because we know it's because, you know, white people have been emboldened to attack black folks. It's one of those things that's out there in the air now. But local TV station KTVU, during their broadcast, they shared a picture of Miss Wilson holding what looks to be like a gun. Of all the pictures that they provided, they went and found another picture where she had like a lighter that's like a gun. But you didn't need that. You know, like and the headline to the article was like, the critics say the media portrays black folks as violent. Now, it's subliminal, right? She's got a gun. Not that she was attacking homie, but see, it puts that in the mind of white people. Let's just say, because we're talking about juries, because like we've seen already, we've talked about it, Trayvon Martin, and then the brother that was killed in front of his family last week, the Stand Your Ground law, where you can stalk and attack a black man, young black man or an older black man, and kill them and get off with no charges because, well, they were fearsome and you were scared for your life. And so you had to stalk them and kill them. Key word, stalk them. Then kill them for defending themselves, by the way. Whereas this right here, once again, there's no provocation. It wasn't like they were in the argument with him and he felt threatened. There's none of that. They're just changing BART cars and get stabbed. But you see what KTVU does is they show a picture of her holding a gun. So it's a subliminal message to any potential juror, right? They say, no, that doesn't work like that. But, yeah, it does. Any potential jurors who more than likely watch KTVU because it is the local Fox News affiliate. And we can say that people who are on juries, majority of them who are picked for juries, they are not of the liberal aspect. I remember I had to lie to get on the jury. I lied by saying that I didn't have a college degree. So automatically, not having a college degree, they just thought I was dumb. And so I can get on the jury because I could be easily swayed, manipulated, because I'm just a dumb young black man. Sidebar. Getting back on track, you say, how does that affect anything? Well, potential jurors who are not of a free-thinking mindset and are not a jury of any peers, not that she can have any representation for her, because they'll make sure there's not anybody black on there. And if there's somebody black on that jury, they're more than likely not black. Well, they don't think like black people are important. Point being, they'll look at him like they always look at young white men as, hey, I mean, was there something wrong that day? Was his ADD medicine off? Maybe he had too many donuts. He had a sugar rush. You know, they'll make up any kind of foolish and utterly despicable excuse to excuse a heinous crime. And you make no mistake about this. It's a heinous crime. You ended someone's life because there's no reason. No attack. I mean, because there's video of it, which they conveniently have not showed. Like, if it was somebody attacking someone white, we would see that video again and again and again. But because it's someone attacking someone black, they will not show that video. And they'll say, oh, we're doing it out of respect for the victim and their family. But we know that is not true either. But yes, he's been charged with murder and attempted murder. But the fact that they would run that photo says all you need to know. I mean, that leads me into my hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
Who is our hater of the week? Brock Turner. I mean, on a normal night, he would have been the dumbass of the week, right? But arguing for pedophilia as a normality kind of trumps Brock Turner's hate. So, you know, Brock Turner has a special place. If you don't know who Brock Turner is, He's the swimmer who did the 6-month jail sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman. He got off, right? He got off, but he came out. His lawyer, I'm not going to say his lawyer's name because he's a scumbag, scrub. I should or I shouldn't. It's one of them things because you want to tell, you can't have this dude represent you. But at the same time, somebody be like, well, yeah, he's going to go balls to the wall for you. And he's scumbag. He don't deserve money. So these dudes come out and say he merely sought outer course. You know, they argue that he shouldn't have been convicted of intending to commit rape because he merely sought outer course. And he made that argument. It's like you got off, but they're still arguing. And he said outer course because his and I want to make sure that I say it right. He told the police that he removed her underwear and penetrated her with his fingers, but never took his own pants off. So basically, he's saying, it's not rape because I didn't put my penis in her. I just put my fingers in her. Now, how does that qualify as hater of the week? And let's just look at the special kind of hate that you have to have, one, for women, and a blatant disregard for just, what's the word I'm looking for here? A blatant disregard for respect and, I don't know, you're just a creep. You're just a fucking creep. Because I fingered her. That's out of course. It's not rape because I fingered her. Because I did not penetrate her with my penis. He's arguing this. He's arguing this. Like this is his whole argument. So you have to be a special kind of ignorant ass hater to say ruining somebody's life because I only use my fingers is not that big a deal. You know, the whole as the attorney argued, it was just 30 minutes of action. Yeah, there's 30 minutes of action that would ruin somebody else's life, but for you, it's not that big a deal because you weren't getting fingered. Now, I'm guessing if he had went to jail, like real jail, and the homies would have came and visited him and would have fingered him, would have gave him that outer course, they stuck their fingers in his ass repeatedly, which we know wouldn't have happened. They did something else. But the point is, if they stick their fingers in him repeatedly, I'm guessing he would say that was rape. He probably would not have been that happy about that either. Like, wow. Y'all fingered me. And I didn't want it to happen. So this is the kind of stuff that has to happen. So with hating ass haters like this guy, old Brock. Brock just needs some good old fashioned jail justice. He just needs to be put in the pen. He say it's not a big deal. So let's just somebody run up on him and get up in that ass. And see if he think it's cool. Because that's how it happens, right? Because you have folks who don't think certain things are a big deal, then it's got to happen to them. So, you know, the homies, if y'all out there and you out, you see Brock Turner, give him some. Just give him some. You know, that's the way he don't think it's a big deal. Like, you know, I wasn't even trying. So I'm saying if he feels that way, then the reciprocation, he'd be open to it. So you can just, you know, if you out there and you feeling froggish and you want some of that White Castle, go and get it. I mean, I endorse that. White Castle. I haven't eaten there in forever, but yeah. I said White Castle. Anyway. Starbucks. I got to end this segment right. Starbucks said that closing its store nationwide for an afternoon in May to conduct anti-bias training impacted its sales over the past quarter. They said that shutting down the store for the day lowered comparable store sales by less than 0.5%. Aww. I mean, the fact that you have to train folks to say, hey, you know what, Don't call the police on people that ain't doing nothing in the store. And, you know, once again, that's that phenomenon that's happening out there. I mean, you don't need a training for that. You should already know, hey, if they're not causing the problem, in Starbucks. There's a lot of people going to Starbucks because they wanna get on their computer, get in the mood to write some stuff or whatever. And they may not necessarily buy coffee or whatever, but they're just there. Noisy? No. Disruptive? No. No, they're just sitting there. Which is what the brothers was doing. They waiting on a meeting. Business meeting. They didn't order nothing yet. Because they were waiting on the guy to come. They called police on him for nothing. And Starbucks said, hey, that affected our sales. Now, if you're still going to Starbucks and you're a black person, I would say why. There are many places where you can get coffee. I know they don't have the green cup, whatever that is on it. But I'm just saying, when folks have a blatant disregard for you, just don't spend money with them. It just makes sense for me. If they have a blatant disrespect for you, you do not spend money with them. I'm not going to Starbucks. I don't want to have a meeting there. I don't want to do nothing there. I just drive by. Because, once again, you're not important to them. So if I'm not important to them, just like I said, I am boycotting the NFL. If I'm not important to them, they're not important to me. So I'm not going to watch. I love the Saints. I like football, but I'm not watching. And Starbucks. I don't love coffee. I don't really love nothing there, so it's not a big deal to me, but I'm not going anyway. I could order the tea, but I'm not. It's not going to happen. And I hope that you would do the same. I'm calling for it. Stay out of Starbucks. The fact they even talked about this, it's lowering our sales. Fuck you, Starbucks. And I'm trying not to cuss as much, but y'all making me do it. You're not making me, but you are. Is that like passive aggressive? It's like passive aggressive. Y'all making me passive aggressive. And I'm not even trying to be. Anyway, I'm going on break now. This is Clay Creation. He comes from my ball. Black Cash Flow.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation, All Black Cash Flow. You should get some of that. It kind of make sense somehow, some way. Just a thought. Oh, whew. Speaking of thoughts, y'all know I've got a Groundhog Day. And how do we celebrate Groundhog Day? We talk about something that happens again and again and again and again. You wonder why it happens, but then you realize it happens again and again and again because it just don't happen that way. Normally, that's just some racist stuff that happens in America.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
What is that shit that has happened again? Well, there was a black man in Frisco last week. You know the style. He was accused of breaking into his own place. Even though the neighbors know who he is, because they're neighbors, guessing they've seen him like every day for the past however long he done had the shop. But they called police on him anyway. It's really funny. Because you're saying, okay, dude is breaking into his own shop that we know is his shop. See his ass every, because you know it's the neighbors that's calling, right? The people who live there that see him all the time. And so police came, and he had the key, and he had the security system, and he's on the phone with the company. And so police asking for his ID and all of that stuff. Now, the interesting part in this, and I thought it was interesting, because I heard a couple times, like, didn't really feel sorry for him because he's a black man, yeah, but he does not have a black spouse. He has a Caucasian spouse. So there was some who said, you know what, didn't really feel sorry for him. Because we can say that that may or may not be the reason why they called cops on his ass in the first place. Because it's the neighbors, they know who he is, but it's like, oh, you run a successful business and you got a white woman. So, could have been. That's why they hate me. Now, you know, I asked this question, and it's one of the questions I have to ask myself. So, is what happened to him less galling because he has a white wife? Some people would say, yeah, he shouldn't have been with that white anyway. He is a black man, and that's the black tax, as we call it. But now, then there comes a more serious question, because you're enlightened when you talk to different people, and you hear opinions, and it says, well, black women, they always support their black brothers. But then we have this phenomenon now where the black brothers are not supporting the black sisters. Or just sisters, because we don't say white sisters. We don't say Mexican sisters. It's just the sisters. And we know. So then the question is, so should we even care if something happens to those who we would say, I mean, because you already know I've got my coon of the year candidate. And I always line them up, and we always talk about them. Should we not support? I mean, because I don't know. Can you say he's cooning because he's with a white woman? Or is he just somebody, does he not care about the black community because he's with a white woman? Or conversely, if a black woman is with a white man, is she cooning or does she not care about the black community and things that affect black people? Those are serious questions. What are the implications of all that? I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, so we say black thought, right? You know, how do we respond to that? I mean, because then you can say we support some cats who ain't necessarily the best individuals, right? But, you know, they were black. I mean, because a lot of times these fools was committing crimes anyway. But they get killed by the cops. And we're like, hey, that shouldn't have happened. But he was a criminal. So we support them. But we don't support the other one because they're not criminals. But they have white people in their lives in a major way. And that may say that they don't necessarily care about, quote unquote, black issues like everybody else. If you got an opinion on that, I'd love to hear from you. If you're not going to call me, 347-826-7435, please email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me what your opinion is on that. We'll talk about it on the next show. In the meantime, in between time, facial recognition. John Lewis and Bobby Rush of Illinois. Y'all know them. They're members of Congressional Black Caucus and civil rights leaders. Amazon has a facial recognition technology made to help police departments and some organizations. Apparently, they did a test on it, and they matched lawmakers with people who had been arrested for a crime, and the ACLU reported that this morning. They compared the photos of all federal lawmakers against a database of 25,000 publicly available mugshots. And in the test, the Amazon technology incorrectly matched 28 members of Congress with people who had been arrested, amounting to a 5% error rate among legislators. And, oh my goodness, I would have never thought that this would happen. The test disproportionately misidentified African American and Latino members of Congress as the people in mugshots. No. That wouldn't happen. I mean, you couldn't program a computer program, right? You couldn't do that to make it misdiagnose law-abiding citizens as criminals. You just wouldn't do it. I can't see that happening. There's no way that's legit. Nah, cause computers don't lie, right? I mean, computers, they not like Pinocchio where their nose is gonna grow or something like that. It just can't happen. Although we are talking about programming, so we can say that in programming, you can throw your racist bias in there also. So, even in the digital age, racism can still hit your ass. And if you don't believe that, I'll just go back to the old school. Kenneth Moore. He was in prison for a 2-month crime spree. He says he didn't commit 40 years ago. What happened? 1980. He was convicted of more than 50 felonies, including the slayings of a mother and daughter, 8 rapes, and scores of other crimes in a case the prosecutor called downright gruesome. An all-white jury sentenced him to life without the possibility of parole. His appeals have been long since exhausted. Now, Moore has been trying to have DNA evidence in his case tested. And according to the documents, District Attorney Nancy O'Malley has fought Moore at the highest level to prevent testing of a torn dress and underwear in a key case that was used to connect Moore to other crimes. O'Malley, in the documents that were filed, says that doesn't consider the clothing to be newly discovered evidence, and that she believes DNA testing, if it had been available at the time, would not have swayed the jury. Now, you think about that for a second. Yeah. DNA testing that would have shown that he's not the one that did it would not have swayed the jury. And these are the people who are commissioning the programming of these programs that will find law-abiding citizens as criminals. Facial recognition. This one right here, she refuses to even test the DNA. Because, you know, what that does, that opens up 50 cold cases. Because basically, homie admits to, hey, I stole a car or two. That is not murder. But he's not going, he hasn't spent 40 years, he's not going to get his DNA test because they're like, hell no, because we know that he isn't. See, that's why, because they've already tested it. They already know he's innocent, but they're not even going to touch it. So, if you wonder, just us, that's not a phrase, that's what it is. And we're stuck right there. Refuse to even entertain the concept of justice. We're not going to test it. Why the hell would we test it? Shit, he's going to be not guilty if we test it. And we can't have that. Justice don't mean nothing. Which is the point. Which is what we're talking about when we start talking about Miss Wilson getting killed, young lady gets killed, and you have a creep, a murdering bastard who gets off. But this brother, he can't even get the common courtesy of being having a chance to be proved innocent. That's what we're talking about. Just us. And that's my show. Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.